If you're able, would you please stand for the reading of God's word? This Christmas Eve, we'll be reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. The Gospel of Luke begins with this opening declaration. Luke writes, "Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, and just as those who are from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely from some time past, to write an orderly account that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught." As Luke begins his gospel, he tells us that everything he has recorded for us, written down in the Holy Scriptures, in the Gospel of Luke, has come from eyewitness testimony. It's an orderly account that Luke has recorded that generations of people just like you and just like me would hear these words and read these words and have certainty that every single thing that we hear and every single thing that we read in these pages is true. What that means for us on this Christmas Eve is that as we gather together and we hear and rehearse the Christmas story once again, we are coming together not to hear a fable or a fairy tale. It's not an allegory or some kind of metaphor for joy or peace. No, the Christmas story is the eyewitness account, the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. This is history. In fact, it's the turning point of all of history. And there were witnesses. In fact, what we hear in the Gospel of Luke is that there were two witnesses that represent a cosmic display. The entire universe that God has made bearing witness that Christ is born. Those two witnesses are heaven and earth. And on that night, 2,000 years ago, heaven and earth met in a small village in the middle of nowhere in the Middle East called Bethlehem. And there heaven and earth met and declared that Christ is born. And so we gather tonight, not for the sake of tradition or ritual, because this is what we do in our culture. But we gather tonight to hear once again the eyewitness testimony that Christ is born, the witness of heaven and earth, that your Savior is here. The first witness that we see in the Gospel of Luke is the witness of heaven. I want you to look with me at verse 8. Luke tells us in verse 8 that the same region, there were shepherds out in the field and they were keeping watch over the flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them. Now, children, I want you to imagine what it would be like for you to keeping watch over a bunch of sheep, and you're straining your eyes in the middle of the dark, trying to make sure that you have all of the sheep that have been entrusted to you. Maybe you're counting all of them. And as you're straining your eyes to make sure, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all of a sudden in the darkness, a light appears that illuminates the night sky. In verse 9, it says, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. Now, anytime you see the word glory in the Bible, it's often associated with light, brightness, and shining. The glory of the Lord is his very presence. And the word glory literally means weight, heaviness. It's that when you are in the presence of God, you can feel it. And for these shepherds outside of Bethlehem, they could see it. Light illuminating the darkness. And we're told by Luke that they were filled with fear. Now, that might seem like a strange response to you, but if you're really putting yourself in these shepherd's shoes, you would be afraid too. Where did the light come from? And then as you trace the light, you see that it came from the glory of God accompanying the presence of an angel. And suddenly in verse 10, this angel begins to speak. The angel says, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be with all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." This angel is declaring that not only Christ is born, but it's the fulfillment of prophecy. Now, what you need to know about the word Christ, when we say Jesus Christ, we're not saying Jesus is his first name and Christ is his last name. But the word Christ is a title. It's the Greek word, the original language of the New Testament, for Messiah. And the Messiah was the long-awaited Savior King who was going to come to save God's people from their sins. So in other words, this angel is telling a bunch of shepherds that the Savior King has finally come. And he's long been foretold. And the prophet Micah 5:2, Micah the prophet says that the Savior, this Savior King, would be born in Bethlehem. And then in verse 12, the angel goes on and says, "There will be a sign for you, and you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." This sign was foretold years before by the prophet Isaiah. This is Isaiah 7:14. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel." What's the point? All of the scriptures have been leading up to this moment. All of the prophets waiting for the birth of the Savior King, the Messiah, the Christ. All of heaven has been waiting for this moment when Christ the Savior would be born. The prophets foretold it would be in Bethlehem. The prophets foretold that he would be born of a virgin. The prophets foretold that he would be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that the government would be on his shoulders, that he would bring peace and salvation to all who trust in his name. And here's this angel declaring that all of this has finally come to pass. Heaven is bearing witness that Christ is born. And it's not just one angel, but then in verse 13, we're told, suddenly it was a multitude of angels. The night sky filled with a multitude of a heavenly host praising God and giving him glory. You see, when you are in the presence of the glory of God and you truly see God for who he is, you cannot help but glorify him. God's glory is his presence. Our response in worship is to glorify him. And that's exactly what the angels do. On this night, outside of a little village named Bethlehem, these angels praise God and they give him glory. Why? Because Christ the Savior was born. They sing glory to God in the highest, on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Christ, the long-awaited Savior King, offering peace, not just the absence of fear, but the kind of peace that we need between us and God. You see, because this Savior had come to be born in a manger in order to die on a cross. This is the second witness we see here in the Gospel of Luke, not just the witness of heaven, we also see the witness of earth. The shepherds, verse 15. The angels went away from them from heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." Now, I want you to pretend that you know a king is coming, a king that everybody's been waiting for. And you know that this king is going to be born. If you were writing this story, how would you announce that king? Would you bring a band and trumpets? Would you bring an army? Who would you tell first? Would you go and gather all of the kings and kingdoms of the earth and make sure that they're the first to hear that the long-awaited King of Kings is born? But that's not what God did. God sent his angels to a bunch of lowly and humble shepherds, keeping watch of their sheep by night. These shepherds were the first to hear that Christ the Messiah is born. And as they heard this, they went in verse 16 and they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and a baby lying in a manger. If you were writing this story, the birth of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the long-awaited Savior King, the conqueror who's finally come to set us free, where would that baby be born? In a palace? Amongst jewels and treasures? That's not what God did. No, God sent the king, his son, to be born in humility, in a manger. And so here's the scene. The long-awaited Savior King, in the form of a weak and helpless baby, born in a barn, lying in a manger, surrounded by sheep and shepherds. Why did God do it this way? So that you and I could be witnesses too. You see, God sent his son Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, not with a sword in his fist and not with an army, but he sent him into humility to take on the sin of our flesh. Jesus Christ was born in a manger in order to die on a cross. So that this Christmas Eve, just like the many Christmas Eves that have gone before this one, we would gather together once again and tell the true story that our Savior is here. And so the question for all of us tonight is this: are you a witness too? See, just as Christ came to us 2,000 years ago, the story is not over yet. And one day Christ will come again in his second advent. Until that day comes, he comes to us now. He comes to you. He comes to you through the scriptures. He comes to you through prayer. And he comes to you tonight as we gather together and sing these carols. He comes to you. And as we gather after this with family and friends, we give gifts, we're bearing witness. We're joining with the shepherds and all the host of heaven. And together we are declaring Christ the Savior is born. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help us now to receive this gift, the gift of your Son, who died in our place on the cross for our sins. We pray as we tell this story, as we hear it again, as we sing it to one another, we pray that it wouldn't just be words on a page. But we pray that you, Jesus Christ, the very Word of God, would penetrate our hearts that we would receive you as our Savior, and that in gathering tonight and worshiping you as our Savior, that we as your people would join with all of heaven and all of the earth to give you glory and to worship, for you have come down to be with us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.